So when Beth Laura O'Leary called the place where they chucked everything out of the ascent modules to make it light enough to take off the toss zone, this was a very the analogy she drew was a very well-known concept that came from the ethnographic work of Lewis Binford. And his work looked at this particular site where these men who are in a sort of a hunting camp were going about their daily routines. But the way they sat around their central hearth seemed to suggest, so no one sat on a particular side of the hearth. So when they tossed stuff over their shoulders to create the toss zone that Beth O'Leary uses as an analogy here, it was never on a particular side of the fireplace. And Binford hypothesized that they were imagining themselves, and this would not have been conscious. It was a way of using space that comes from how they're socialized into how spatial arrangements work. So on that side of the hearth, if they're inside a house, that's where the sleeping part of the house would be. So they don't sit on that side and toss stuff over their shoulder. But here they are, that these are a bunch of blokes at a hunting stand, and there isn't a house, and there isn't bedrooms or sleeping quarters, but they still arrange themselves spatially as if there were. So this is kind of an analogy for what's going on. That key part of how behavior leaves physical remains that actually reflect much deeper understandings of how space works, about, what you do where and when and how you do it. So, which is the very kind of thing that we're interested in as archaeologists.